got a brand new way for you to end your day. Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess. The rag from krock.com.au. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
I love reality TV.
Now, across Geelong and the Surf Coast this Saturday, potentially, unless you pre-voted, there was probably some lines at all the different incredible voting centres.
Oh, yeah.
And most importantly, doing your part, but most importantly, getting a democracy sausage.
Well, I mean, that's the reason to go out and vote, right?
Pretty much. Like, whoever's in charge, they'll take care of us. Give me my sausage.
I went to Bunnings on the weekend and the sausages were $3.50.
Wait, that's not too bad.
I want my democracy sausage.
They can be up to $5 somewhere. Oof. So, but what I want to talk about, because in Melbourne, in the inner suburb of Richmond, a high school put out, like, a couple of adults and some year 11s put up a stall to raise money for a mental health charity, which is fantastic.
That is fantastic.
And the way they did this is by doing democracy food menu. Now, I want to read for everyone what was on this menu.
Now, parts of Richmond have a bit of the case of the la-di-das.
This has got a bit of the la-di-das. So, look, democracy sausage and bread only costs
$3.50. Okay.
So that's not too bad. There was the standard eight bacon and egg rolls, like hash browns, posh porridge, not something you'd expect to find at one of those
stalls. Posh porridge.
Lots of different burgers, pizzas.
But, thank God, they've started a mini cafe.
But the things that I am very into, there were oysters.
Oysters?
Democracy oysters at Richmond High School.
Okay, that's a bit too far.
I think I need a move.
Okay.
I'm going to pre-vote at Richmond next year. Money's going to a great cause, getting some Kilpatrick oysters.
You would.
I'll have a dozen, thanks. Two? You know what? I will have 2 dozen oysters. There's champagne. There was tequila.
Champagne?
There was tequila as well.
Do they have a liquor license?
Obviously, yeah. It's not just the year 11s going, oh, I can't wait to be in year 12. Do you want a shot of tequila? That's my voice in year 11 at least. I'm just flabbergasted. This is fantastic because obviously it's going for a great cause. Imagine pulling up being like, oh, if I can get a sausage, that'd be fine.
Mate, if I'm seeing a trestle table with oysters on top, I'm not trusting that trestle
really?
Table.
Really?
Richmond's too far from the ocean to be selling oysters.
It's not, they're not getting them out of the Yarra River. They're not getting them out of the Barwon River.
I hope not.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. So they've obviously been procured and they've been brought to the area.
Good Lord.
And I think that it's really lovely that you can get champagne and oysters in the next 4 years when the next state election comes up, whenever it may be. Because, look, I'm a big fan of, if we're going to have to do this, by law we all have to do this once you're 18.
Yeah.
I want to see more of that. I want the la-di-das. I want democracy sausage to be the entry point of the food that you're getting.
The so base level.
If you're listening and you ran a barbecue this weekend, thanks. It can be done better. Clearly. Get in touch with me if you want to know how.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
We're asking for your proposal disaster stories.
Right.
After a bloke dropped his engagement ring.
The video's doing the rounds. It's incredible.
In the Gulf of Mexico. And miraculously dove into the water, quick thinking.
Yeah.
Grabbed the ring and still was able to propose to his future wife.
Tell you what, there's a lot of people that haven't been proposed to going, man, if he can do that much just to propose.
Kevin, it's not that hard, you bastard.
TikTok to my boyfriend Akshay, come on.
And I tell you what, I think it's the combination, like I've been on a beach walking before and I've seen people like digging. I'm like, oh, cool, adults making a sandcastle. This is great. And I was like, hey guys, what's going on? And they're like, oh, my boyfriend's just proposed to me and we've dropped the ring in the sand. So I had to dig for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, anyway, I've got to go to dinner. So just wandered off, you know, but scary stuff. So
problem, not mine.
Yeah. We've had Kelly in Grovedale call through. Kelly, what's your proposal mishap?
So my husband now, we've been dating for a while and he pulled out a box from his pocket and I freaked out, ran out the back door, jumped the back fence and ran down the road thinking he was going to propose. I thought I might have swore as well. And then, so when he actually did propose, he actually went around the house and locked all the doors and then he knelt on my foot and held me
like
there and he said, right. And I was like, okay, I'm good now. I said yes.
What was it about being trapped, Kelly, that went, yeah, you know what, this time I will spend the rest of my life with this man?
Well, originally I wasn't ready. Like, we'd only been dating for a short while and I just, like, went, And I actually said, you're not going to propose, but I had a swear word in there. And,
yeah.
But the thing is, I jumped the fence, ran down the road and realized he was at my house.
Oh, yeah. So you just keep running around the block until you see his car's gone. Oh, Kelly, that's he bear trapped you the second time, though.
Do you know what?
No, I've been married for 22 years. It's amazing.
Kelly, you know what? We appreciate it so much that we're going to give you and your husband, because you can't jump off a go boat, we're going to give you Australia's favourite electric picnic boats. They're in Geelong. It is a go boat experience. Ooh. An hour for eight people. You can just do the both of you. So thank you very much for telling us you'd be sat, because that's a doozy.
Thank you.
Yeah, honestly, jump the fence.
Imagine that.
All things. To people.
She left her own house, Tim.
I mean, if you're not ready, you're not ready. Listening the way home,
listening to Sunday. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Now, Tim, you remember last year Winnie the Pooh went back into the public domain. So we saw a new horror movie.
What does that mean for people that might not understand that?
Right. So Winnie the Pooh was owned by Disney. And for the longest time, you can own a public domain like that for 50 years. And then it's up for grabs again. It's public information. Yeah. So anyone can use Winnie the Pooh for anything.
However, I think we're going to see a lot of that moving forward over the next 10 to 20 years when these things started happening like 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be epic.
Yeah, like The Wizard of Oz is in the public domain. These old stories are now up for consumption. So there is a bloke that has taken the Winnie the Pooh story. His name is Rhys Frake Waterfield, and he is directing I would say childhood-destroying version of Winnie the Pooh.
Because what was the name of it again?
Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Sign me up!
Now, it's basically a live-action remake of Winnie the Pooh, but Winnie the Pooh and Piglet go out on a rampage.
Yeah. Not
which
for kids.
Definitely not for children.
What's the name of the boy that...
Christopher Robin. Yeah.
I hope he doesn't make a cameo. I don't think there's going to be good news for old CR.
I think it's
going
to be good for him.
Oh.
The same bloke has taken to Netflix and sold yet another cartoon that has come into the public domain next year. Bambi.
I mean, the first scene is earth-shattering, if you remember Bambi.
So Bambi is going to become a bit of a revenge movie.
Epic.
Where Bambi will go, obviously, on the hunt for the hunters.
I know this movie came out in the 30s.
Yeah, what is the original, the cartoon?
The original Bambi, it's like everything's beautiful and lovely and they're all frolicking. And then it's like, oh, look at this deer and its little fawn and they're... And bang! And then Bambi's mum is no longer around.
So this new live-action remake, it's called Bambi... The Reckoning.
My body. I can't stop.
So, obviously, similar to the original, Bambi's mother will have a very devastating start to the film.
I can't wait for Bambi to be, sitting there chewing and, and she'll be covered in blood. And we're like,
and everybody gets what's coming to them.
They're calling it an incredibly dark retelling of the 1928 story that we know and love.
I agree.
Where Bambi will go on a vicious killing spree lurking in the wilderness.
And kids, if you're listening, a killing spree, that's like a cuddle spree.
It is.
So Bambi will go around. Maybe a boy or a girl?
Bambi's a boy.
Yeah, he goes around cuddling all the other animals in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, it's essentially Blinky Bill.
I think just like Blood and Honey, Bambi, The Reckoning, will not be for children.
This is television. This is movies. This is where we're going, and I'm all for it. Because Bambi, The Reckoning, sounds like something I came up with at 2 a.m, not getting enough sleep, hanging out with a mate when I was 14 years old. I'd be like, wouldn't it be funny if Bambi goes on a bloody bender?
I just
cheesed off.
I wonder what other parts of my childhood this bloke is going to just destroy. In
Finding
the coming
Nemo
years.
Is more internal than external, but you know, we'll see what happens.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Jess, tell you what, almost a dozen people in this country are absolutely torn to shreds after the Arnott's Jumblebury has been discontinued 2 years ago.
The honey jumble biscuit was ripped off the shelves ahead of its time, Tim.
Honestly, it was taken off and gone and dust. flew everywhere because no one knows what a honey jumble is.
It was removed from the shelves due to low consumer demand. Look, it's very fitting that no one seemed to notice for over a year. Arnott's finally confirmed that the honey jumbles would not be coming back. Unfortunately, so is the Arnott's assorted varieties.
But I'll tell you what, as much as I don't know what the honey jumble tastes like, I looked
jumble,
at it.
Jumble, mate. What?
I said it, didn't I? What did I say?
Jumble.
Whatever. So I looked at it and it's kind of like someone stretched out a TikTok biscuit and then went, oh, instead of biscuit, gingerbread.
Yeah.
And it just,
It makes sense why it didn't do well.
If that's your passion food, who am I to say, no, I'm not here to yuck a yum. So go for it. We all have things. I don't remember the exact name. They were like cheesy, like cheesel consistency, but lighter and like sticks. And they weren't branded. It was like a home brand style. Yeah.
They were so good.
Milk cheese puff. I don't know what it exactly was. But it was fascinating.
And it can't have been good for you.
Oh, no. Mostly, and plastic.
52232955. Give us a call. What food should be brought back?
Helen in Wyndham Vale, what is something that you want to see brought back? What's got you hurting?
So that was the Ovaltine that you used to have back in primary school days.
Ooh, Ovaltine. Now, I never got around Ovaltines, but obviously this is your passion.
Helen, so can you describe it for someone who's never eaten an Ovaltine before?
Here we go.
So it's like a button, a round button. It came like in a pack and you could either bite on it or suck on it. And it's like a chocolatey condensed kind of thing. Kind of like hardened Milo.
Yeah, like think of like if they put Milo into like tablet form.
Oh.
yeah, exactly.
Honestly, no offense. It sounds like
we're not selling it, are we?
It sounds like a nicotine tablet. It's like, if I have one of these every day.
I remember trading these on the playground, Helen. Like you would be like, oh, I'll tell you what, I'll give you an Ovaltine for a pack of chips.
Right.
Like
so they stopped making them.
So cheap. Yeah, they did. Like it used to be like 20 cents like from the primary school tuck box thing. And I think all you can get now is like the powder, but it's not the same. It doesn't taste the same.
Helen, I've done some Googling and
thank you for not saying research because that's call a spade a spade.
I have got some great news for you. Apparently they do still exist.
Really?
You can get Ovaltinis. From Woolworths, and they are individually packed little discs.
Well, guess where I'm headed.
Well,
shopping.
There you go, Helen.
$5 for a packet, Helen. Not bad.
Oh, beautiful. Why not?
Fairy tale ending. And Helen, you know what? On top of that, we're going to give you a KFC Giant Feast voucher for getting in touch with the show.
Oh, thank you. My kids are going to love that. My kids love KFC.
Just put the Ovaltines in the box and it should be all fine.
When you go pick up your KFC, can you tell them to bring back the KFC crushers?
Yeah,
thanks.
Actually, while we're at it.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Tell you what, La Nina, it's the gift that keeps on giving. Cross Geelong and the Surf Coast. Yeah, bloody, how good's this overcast weather for non-stop ever?
I thought by like mid-December, it was like, bye-bye, no more La Nina.
It is what it is. And because La Nina, it's been wetter than expected across the east coast of Australia. Tell you what, the weather is going to be interesting over the summer months. And what that means in Australia in particular, Jess.
True blue.
Love it. Thanks, Johnny. And Australia is a beautiful place. And, here's my tricky spot. Specifically for you, Jess, I can either tell you something, give you a warning about something. You're not going to like it, but at least you're aware of a situation. And if anything, I'm helping you be more active.
Is this going to ruin my day? Because I'd rather live in bliss.
Your day lives on the scale of a feather. A mosquito.
I'm already teetering on the edge.
Because of the weather, and this is the best part. I'm going to use real quotes from what I've found. Summer is set to see a booming influx of huntsman spiders.
And you push me. Great.
There will be an explosion of the eight-legged arachnids in the coming weeks.
I've hit the rocks.
They're bigger. There's more of them than ever before. And there's a good reason for it.
Stop.
They love the conditions. The hot weather, the wet weather. There's plenty of food around as well. So check your boots. Hashtag check your boots. Ugh. I want to be the place where hashtag check your boots becomes the best thing that we do. Jess, you know what you should do? Hashtag check your boots.
Bug my house. Well, bug bomb my house.
But the thing is, Huntsman's, and we've, and I've said this to you over our 7-year friendship, Jess, Huntsman's are the best spiders to have because they get all the nasty. So they get all the poisonous spiders. They get all the mosquitoes. You want Huntsman's, just not in your boots.
I don't want Huntsman's near my house. Stay on the outside. That's fine. Enjoy the bushes. I'm not going to come near you. Don't come near me.
You don't sound like a tree climber anymore. No offense. 31-year-old doesn't seem high on your agenda.
How dare you? I could climb a tree if you asked me to.
What are you doing this week? I haven't got much on. That audio.
Find me a tree. I'll climb it.
All right. I'm going to write that down. Find Jess a tree.
Just make sure there's no spiders in it.
All right. Well, they're probably in your boots. So hashtag check your boots. And just, I thought it'd be important because I could have not told you this and there could have been Huntsman everywhere, Jess. So I'm waiting for...
You know that saying, ignorance
I'm waiting,
is bliss?
I'm waiting. I've done something nice for you. So this is what you say?
No.
Thank you.
I wish you hadn't have come back from your holidays.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.